Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Mario Tenuta, a professor of applied soil ecology with the Department of Soil Science at the University of Manitoba. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Tenuta.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, Bruce.
As part of research being conducted on behalf of Swine Innovation Pork, the University of Manitoba is examining the current production efficiency and environmental footprint of pig farming in Canada, identifying changes over the past 10 to 12 years, and looking for opportunities for improvement. First of all, how much attention is being paid to the environmental footprint of pig production? Who is watching and why?
Bruce, there's several watchers out there, one being pig producers themselves, looking at determine means of improved efficiency of pig production. Then there are processors and retailers that are examining their whole value chain and where in that chain there can be improvements in terms of reducing environmental impacts. And they are largely responding to consumers who are interested in, through their food choices, to reduce their impact on the environment, and then also investors in the processors and retailers that are interested in doing their financial investments to ensure that they're not having, or at least reducing the environmental impact. And I guess that comes down to really the value of their investment, thinking that if their investment is going to rely heavily on natural resource use and those resources become constrained or limited in the future, then their investment has lower value. So there's quite a few different levels there. We could also say policymakers like governments that are looking towards reducing environmental impacts, such as greenhouse gas emissions as well.
What are the key factors that affect the environmental footprint of pig production? And how and from where are we getting that information?
Good question. Well, we could take a couple different approaches. One is called a cradle-to-gate approach, which looks at the pig production that happens on farm and to the point of being for the pigs to be marketed. The other is a cradle-to-grave examination, where we're looking at the pig production and then processing, retailing, consumption by the consumer, and then even the waste. So that really takes a whole life cycle analysis, and obviously that's very encompassing. For this project that we're embarking on now, we're taking the cradle to gate. So we're looking at the production system, focusing in on that. And there are several different indicators of efficiency. Everything comes down to, and bottom line, to dressed carcass weight produced. So we'll be using that as the yardstick in terms of basically the meat production. And then other indicators are for efficiency of the number of animals and the breeding and market herds that are being produced, feed use, consumption of feed, different types of feed, amounts, the land use to produce that feed, chemical and energy use, be them with the production of the livestock themselves or the pigs themselves, but also for the feed. So pesticides, for example, use for herbicides in the field, water use in barn and for manure production. And if there was irrigation, which we don't have very much in Canada for feed production, manure production. So the volumes of manure, but also the nutrients in that manure. And then CO2 or carbon dioxide emissions throughout the pig production stages. And that would be everything referenced to carbon dioxide equivalents in terms of emissions. So that would be for energy use, And then for methane emissions through lagoons, ammonia losses, which is an indirect emission of nitrous oxide emissions from manure application onto land. So really taking a lot of different indicators, and those indicators really compared to hot dress carcass weight, and that gives us an efficiency of natural resource use related to how much kilograms of product is produced.
How has the environmental footprint of pig production changed over the years? What has allowed that change, and from where are we getting that indication, that information?
Well, that's an excellent question. The footprint has changed and changed a lot. And well, just pig production and how we do pig production rearing is dramatically changed over the past decades. So a study done in the United States compared over 50 years from 1959 to 2009. And the major changes, for example, the amount of meat produced per animal went up. The animals were just much more larger. The animals grew faster, so it didn't take as much time to rear an animal to market weight. The feed use changed drastically, where it went from wheat and corn predominantly to today of using some more byproducts such as soybean meal and dried distiller's grain. And there was almost total elimination of oats use, whereas one time oats were pretty prominent in the diet, and today they're not. Land use changed quite a bit because corn is a major feed ingredient, and the productivity of corn has just skyrocketed. It's gone several times higher in terms of the productivity per acre, in terms of bushels of corn. So there was great efficiency there on the land side. Chemical use in terms of pesticide use went down as well because of new chemistries and less frequent applications and so forth, and because of our herbicide-tolerant traits in the crops. Water use has changed in barns. We've gone to much more efficient waterers for the animals. Manure production has changed from moving from more solid to almost completely liquid handling or slurry-based systems. And then all these factors, the bottom line for carbon dioxide emissions or greenhouse gas emissions actually is quite a reduction in terms of emissions per amount of meat product produced.
With regards to the project you are preparing to begin, who is involved in that work from both a funding perspective and participating in the research itself?
Right, so our project is Environmental Footprint of Canadian Pig Production is funded through the Swine Innovation Pork Science Cluster, with Manitoba Pork being a major cash contributor and really driving us in terms of getting to the question of how has pork production changed in terms of its environmental impact, and also trying to identify means to, in the future, to reduce that impact and footprint. The other funder, major funder, is Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada through their CAP Science Cluster program. So we're going to be, for 4.5 years, have a major team with participants across Canada in terms of researchers. I'm the lead on the project. Christine Rolick, who's our research director with the National Center for Livestock and the Environment, is in effect a co-lead with me, really driving the project. We have Chong Zhang in engineering here at the University of Manitoba, Derek Bruin in economics here, Laurie Connor and Martin Ayachodi in animal science, and then Martin Entz on the crop side and plant science here. Then we have Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada colleague Shabtai Bittman in British Columbia leading the national survey of pig production that we're going to be rolling out soon to pig producers. Canito Pomar, nutritionist in Quebec with Ag Canada. Bernard Goyette, an engineer. And then we have modelers with Ag Canada, Roland Crowbill and Shannon Little, where we're going to be taking our data of survey of pig producers, on-farm measurements to fill in gaps of information that's required to get the footprinting, and then we're going to provide that data set to the modelers, and they're going to adapt a current model called Holos to look at environmental footprint of production systems, and hopefully that'd be a useful tool for producers to actually use for their own farm and see how they can change management practices to alter their footprint.
Who actually will make use of this information as it is collected and produced? To what ends and over what time frames?
Well, the project is 4.5 years, so we need to have results of by the end of the project, and the results really are for producers to be able to use some kind of a tool or assessment to make decisions on altering their management practices to reduce their environmental footprint. And I think a big thing that's going to be useful to producers is that it will help out with production efficiencies. So it should help out with, for example, input amounts and costs of inputs, and be able to try to tweak their system, production system, to get much more efficiency and profitability at lower resource use. And we're hoping something like that Holos model would be a means for them to be able to do that. Industry itself, for example, I mentioned Manitoba Pork, and Swine Innovation Pork is the national body that National Association of Provincial Pork Boards, and they're very much interested in knowing the direction of their industry and where there can be improvements in terms of environmental footprint. There's also the government policymakers, because they're interested in and responsible for the direction Canada's heading towards in terms of resource use. And so if there's a means that they can encourage fostering of management practices to improve production efficiency and reduce environmental impact, they'll be very much interested in that. So, and I think the consumer, the general public, will be interested to know in terms of what direction important sector of the food that they're eating is heading towards. And, you know, pig production is, for example, in Manitoba, is extremely, extremely important to our economy, rural communities. And so we're hoping that through this project we can help with the sustainability of the pig production here.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, there will be we'll need help in this project, of course, particularly from big producers to be involved in a national survey right across the country, of course, and then our large integrated pig producers that are producing pigs and processing and marketing are big players in Canada. So we're going to look towards them as well for assistance in terms of the survey and for case studies of going on to farms for measurements. So that's going to be really important here. We have steering committees that we hope to have members of the integrated pig production corporations, and also farmers, on these steering committees as well. So I'm looking forward to this. It looks like a great team from different expertise areas, and that's a new direction for me because it's really integrating about agricultural production systems. So I find that quite exciting. Mary's interests in production and environmental stewardship and sustainability and economics, I quite like that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. Always a pleasure.
Our guest has been Dr. Mario Tenuta, a professor of applied soil ecology in the Department of Soil Science with the University of Manitoba. For FarmSkip Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.